It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed. There was no strange God among you, for you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. I am God. Even from eternity I am He, and there is none who can deliver out of my hand. I ask, and who can reverse it? Proclaims what He's going to do, and He did it. This is the person of Jesus Christ. This is God keeping His word. Now this brings us to the church, and where the church comes into this whole thing. This is why the second standing is so important. In the church, a lot of Christians get so keyed up, so involved in the first standing of Jesus Christ, that they lose sight of the second standing, that is of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some who get involved in the second standing, that is the Spirit, but not in the realm in which it is laid forth for us in Scripture. But this involves the second standing, and this is why, for us, the great issue is love. Now, what was the great issue in the Old Testament? The great issue here is the law and righteousness, because this was the challenge. No one can make the righteous, the unrighteous righteous. No one can do that. He says, I can do that. So there's going to be an emphasis here. I will do it in spite of the law and in spite of my righteousness. Now we come over here. What's the main emphasis? This is love. Why? Because, people, this is how God did it. Satan wanted to emphasize the righteousness of God, and he lost track of one name. God is love. For almost all that God is love. And out of his love, he has done what he has said he's going to do. Now let's take a look, take a quick flow. We're at the point of the gospel. I hope you see now where they fit into this whole flow. Now let's take a look at the gospel. The gospels involve the two standings, primarily the first standing. Let's deal with Matthew. Matthew presents Jesus Christ as king. Presents Jesus Christ as king because the Jews have promised the king. Mark, this is Matthew. Mark, let's take a look at Mark here. Mark is going to present Jesus Christ as the servant. The servant. Now, I'm going to tell you something very important about this, those of you that want to serve. But we'll take a look at this. Now, let's see what we have on the board. Just in our way of thinking, how can this be? How can a person be both king and servant? In concept, a servant serves the king. It's a paradox. You can't be king and servant. You're one or the other. But it's resolved in the person of Jesus Christ. He is both king and he is servant. Luke comes along and tells us, in presenting Jesus Christ, he presents Jesus Christ as man. John comes along and presents Jesus Christ as God. Oh, we've got another paradox. We've got another problem. How can he be both God and man in one person? Can't be. Yes, he can be. He must be. He's going to have to be king and servant. See, if you get your eyes on one, but this is what happened with Israel. They were looking just for this. They were looking for a king to come in and take over the Roman Empire, make Israel above the Roman Empire. That's what they were looking for. They weren't looking for this. But it's all through the Old Testament. They weren't looking for that. People, we often will cloud our vision by our own perspective of what we're looking for. Many people have married the wrong person. Many people have missed the right person because they had in their mind a fixation. And because they had a fixation, and the person that would have been in God's plan, if we can talk in those terms for a moment, wasn't there. God has this idea, they have this idea, and boom, it didn't work for them. That doesn't mean God can't come along and pick up a lot of slack in wonderful grace ways. I'm just saying, a lot of times we don't see things because we've got this thing, it's this way. And this is what happens with a lot of Christians with God. I've got it all figured out, God, and this is the way you've got to be. This is the way you've got to act. You cannot use an unrighteous person. You cannot make pure the impure. I understand good and evil. I got it all figured out. And you never see the truth of grace in life. You never see it. Because you've got it all figured out. You never see the woman God designed. You never see the man God designed. You got it all figured out. You don't need the Spirit to guide you. You don't need to walk by faith in the Spirit. You got it figured out. This man isn't Jesus. Jesus isn't the Messiah. Well, look at this Jesus. Look at him. I mean, he doesn't even look like John Wayne. He doesn't even look like somebody we want to, you know. This guy we pushed out of the fast food line. He doesn't do anything for us.